This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joining us in the studio is the Program Director for Pride in Diversity, Dawn Hoff. Welcome to Joy.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, we've got this huge event happening outside the studios right now. I've never seen Joy's foyer fuller of people. It's amazing.
It's fantastic, isn't it? We have a quarterly networking event for Pride and Diversity members, so LGBTI employees and their allies in Melbourne, across all states actually, most states within Australia. And so people were really excited about this. We actually had to turn about 60 people away.
Wow.
So obviously everyone wants to come to Joy.
I know. We'll need a bigger station next time.
It's fantastic.
Just very, very briefly, what is the purpose of Pride in Diversity?
Pride in Diversity is an employer support program for all aspects of LGBTI workplace inclusion. So basically we are a not-for-profit. We're funded through memberships and sponsorships. And an employer will join Pride in Diversity, and for their membership fees, we actually go in there and we look at all of their policies to make sure that they're equitable to LGBTI employees. We actually have a look at their bullying and harassment policies to ensure that bullies are not tolerated within the workplace, particularly in areas of homophobia. And we also help set up LGBT employee network groups and do a lot of awareness training as well. So it really is your one-stop shop for how do we make this organization more inclusive of our lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender employees.
And
I
Fantastic.
Think it's an important thing.
How long has Pride and Diversity been around?
Look, we launched in February 2 years ago. So we've been
Think you were around too long.
No, it's only relatively new, and our index has only been going 2 years.
And how many companies have signed up?
We've got about 39 organisations on board. They are predominantly at this stage the big end of town. So,
but that's actually really important, isn't it? That it's the really big corporates.
It is, because they are our major employers. But we are also opening up levels of membership for not-for-profits and also community and country organisations as well. And so I think it's also important to tackle the small business so that they are not left out completely. But it's predominantly the large business that do have all of the policies that we need to make sure are inclusive, and that obviously pockets of their culture are not intolerant of lesbian, gay, bisexual people in the workplace.
Fantastic. Now, joining us on the line is Susie Russell, who's an executive sponsor of PwC's Glee Network. Susie, also welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thank you.
Now, Dawn, PwC is particularly important right at this moment.
Absolutely. PwC took out our 2012 Employer of the Year in the Australian Workplace Equality Index. Can I just say that this index is very much evidence-based and it is extremely comprehensive. So organisations have really put through the mill in terms of proving their inclusivity. And PwC not only picked up Employer of the Year, rising from position number 8 last year to position number 1 this year, but their Glee network also picked up LGBTI Employee Network of the Year.
Fantastic. Susie, what is the Glee Network?
Glee is gays, lesbians and everybody else. So we don't
I love
like
it.
To just
That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, we try to have as much fun as Glee on TV.
Yeah.
But it's a network that's been set up to effectively, I suppose, raise the profile of gays and lesbians, but it involves everyone, because we realise that having a networking community that just appeals to gays and lesbians isn't really going to change the culture at PwC and I guess further along. So we've opened it up to everybody, and we certainly get a lot of people attending that don't identify with the gay and lesbian community, and it's been very successful. We get a lot of questions, especially from the graduates, the new recruits. They ask us what Glee is all about. So I think we chose a good name for it.
Do you think having this network within PwC has contributed to the cultural change that has ended up you being the Employer of the Year in terms of Pride and Diversity's perspective?
Look, I think it's given us a platform. Certainly, most of our workplace policies were inclusive of partners and same-sex relationships, but it wasn't particularly explicit. And I think Glee has helped make a lot of that explicit and given us a platform to say, well, there actually are a lot of gays and lesbians working at PwC. And it's brought it to the forefront of, I guess, a lot of the professional staff that work here. And it's given us a way of communicating with everybody in the firm with a gay and lesbian angle, but not made it too explicit.
Okay, and that's a fair point, Dawn, in terms of, I would say that, you know, most companies would say that they're equal opportunity employers and they don't discriminate. Is it the fact that we need to go from implicit to explicit to make things happen?
Look, I think you can go too far. And it's certainly not about trying to say, look, here are all the gays and lesbians. And it's really not about trying to get people to come out at work. It's really about ensuring that if I am a gay woman or a gay man and I started an organization, how do I know it's okay to be myself? Right. What are the triggers there that will tell me it's okay? Is there an employee network? Can I look at my employee policies around HR and say, yes, you know, you can take carer's leave for your same-sex partner. Or yes, if I'm in a same-sex relationship and I want to actually take leave for a new child that we have brought in either via surrogacy or via adoption, then we are entitled to that as parents. We are not solely reliant on you have to be the birth parent of one of those children. So it's about looking at the different ways children comes into same-sex families. It's about looking at definitions of partner spouse. It's about ensuring that there is an intolerance of bullying and harassment, and ensuring that LGBT people have a connection that if they want to make contact with other gays or lesbians in the workplace, they can do that. So it's not about raising up gays and lesbians and saying, hey, we're going to start waving flags and banners and really this is your identity from here on in. Mm. It's not about getting people to come out. But what it is about saying is, you know, this is a group that has been marginalized. This is a group that didn't always have equity in policy and benefits. And about saying, what can we do as an organization to say, yes, you do have equal benefits, you do have equal rights, and no, we will not accept anything that will actually cause you undue stress or harm in relation to your sexual orientation, bullying, harassment, etc.
Okay.
So there's a fine line. A fine line. You've kind of got to do it well so that it's obvious, but then not try to make this group stand out over and above other diversity groups within your organisation.
And Dawn, just on that point, another thing about Glee, I suppose, is it's actually given a bit of a face to the people who are supporting this. So, you know, I'm lucky to be a senior female at PwC. So the fact is, I don't mind being out at work, and Glee has given other people a platform who don't mind, being out at work. Certainly, it's very much encouraged for people to bring their whole self to work at PwC. But those people who've felt able to do that through Glee, it's given others, I think, the confidence to realise, well, actually, it's okay to just be open at work. And those people that we already see being open through Glee, nothing bad happens to them. So, you know, it's actually not that important.
Yeah, and I think we found in the survey results, we did a survey of employees, and one of the comments that came back is, I'm out at work because of Glee, you know. So, you know, if the existence of a network makes somebody feel comfortable to just relax and be themselves and get on with their job, that's got to be a really positive thing.
Absolutely. And I mean, I know that, I started in the corporate world back in the 80s and, you know, and through the 90s, I would know, you know, it was that whole thing of if someone say, are you married?
Yeah.
Do you have a partner? It's just a no.
Yep, absolutely.
That's all there was to it, because you just didn't know how people would take any alternative answer.
And that has repercussions. If you're constantly living on edge, constantly self-editing, constantly in fear of somebody finding out or drawing conclusions, that has impacts on health and well-being, on stress levels, as well as the organisational impacts of things like team cohesion and productivity and engagement. So
that's right.
It's a win-win all round.
Yeah. I mean, and the reality was, no one's trying to be rude when they're saying, you know, what'd you do for your weekend? You know, did you have a nice weekend?
Yeah.
But if you can't explain in any way what you did for your weekend or who you did it with, that becomes a pressure. And
Absolutely.
I totally understand this from personal perspective. So I love it. Susie, anything else you'd want to share with us this evening?
Oh, I mean, just one other point on that issue you're just talking about. It's not, I suppose, as well about being necessarily out at work and that being the most important thing. In a company like PwC, we obviously service a lot of clients, and it's very important for us when we go out to see our clients that we don't make certain assumptions about them. So that's another, I think, important thing, that our interactions with external people is not also that, you know, limited to that conversation of, well, what did you do with your husband or wife this weekend? That we make our people think openly outside of PwC as well.
Fantastic. All right. Susie, thank you for joining us this evening. And congratulations to PwC on winning Employer of the Year. It's fantastic.
Yeah, we're very proud. Thank you very much.
That's Susie Russell, who's the executive sponsor of PwC's Glee Network. Dawn Hoff is the program director of Pride and Diversity. Dawn, can you stay with us for a few more minutes?
Sure. All right. Sure. Thank you.
You are on Joy 94.9 and the CNC Dry Factory. Now, Dawn, you've got another little announcement that you want to make on the behalf of Pride and Diversity.
Yeah, look, we are just about to send out a press release on some of the research results of the index. And the index, as I mentioned before, is very much based on evidence. But what we did for the first time this year is we surveyed LGBT employees from organisations that were participating in the index. And it actually gave us some very interesting data. So for the first time on Joy, it's going to be released.
Okay.
One of the things that we do find is we often get statements along the line as, you know, come on, this is 2013. Is this still really an issue here? But what we did find from those who responded, and we had over 770 responses to the employee survey, so it's quite a substantial piece of data, is that 38% of lesbian, gay, bisexual people still feel that they cannot be themselves at work. So are still spending a significant amount of time hiding who they are. And again, it's not necessarily about being out at work, but for some reason within the culture, they don't feel like they can just relax, be themselves and get on with the job. We also find that 32%, there was a 32% disconnect, beg your pardon, up to a 32% disconnect between the perceptions of heterosexual employees versus LGBT employees on areas of inclusion. So, for example, we asked, is your workplace inclusive of LGBT employees? The heterosexual response was much higher than the LGBT response.
Okay.
Do we have the support of senior management? Heterosexual response was much higher than the LGBT response. Could I report bullying and harassment? And so we found a strong disconnect. Now, this actually gives us a lot of information to go back to organizations who turn around and say, but we're inclusive, we treat everybody the same, there's not an issue here. So one of the things that we ask, is that the lens that you are looking through, or is that supported by data? Because we do actually find that there are still a significant number of lesbian, gay, bisexual employees who are fearful of the consequence of being out at work. And obviously there are many with personal reasons who just choose not to disclose, but it is still having an impact. And I think that's significant for the work that we're trying to do, and the areas of inclusion is we're still not quite there yet.
Yeah, right.
There's still stuff to
and
do.
So this is really valuable in being able to go to your members.
Absolutely.
In terms of reasons why cultural changes still need
it's still
to be made.
Necessary. Yep. We do know that LGBT people are less likely to report bullying and harassment than their heterosexual counterparts. We do know that they're less likely to be out to their line managers. So all of this gives us some really good solid data. I think one of the most interesting findings was that it was in terms of age and being out at work, there were no really obvious correlation, if you like. There was no real obvious correlation. But we have an incredible outlier. 16 to 24-year-olds are most likely not to be out at work. They're the group that are most likely not to be out to their manager and colleagues, which flies in the face of everything we would suspect in terms of young people being out. And so there is still a nervousness about the impact it's going to have on your career. So our question is, in terms of employers, is when you say your organization is inclusive, what lens are you looking through? Because we've got some data for the very first time that's current to tell you that maybe that's not the perception of your target group that you are talking about.
Okay, fantastic. Dawn, thank you very much for joining us in the studio today.
You're very welcome. Pleasure.
Enjoy another glass of wine at the event.
Don't give too much away now.
we'll be joining you very shortly.
Thank you very much. I'm sure you will.
Dawn Hoff there from Pride, in the program director of Pride in Diversity here on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.